The Guardian.
Well, I think it's a bit of a curate's egg. There are bits of it which I think are good. I think the shared equity scheme is a sensible move to stop people from having their homes repossessed. It's not going to be that many people, but I think any people who the government keeps with a roof over their head is a good thing. I think the stamp duty holiday is a complete dud. It was tried before by the John Major government in the early 1990s and failed abysmally then. And it will fail abysmally this time too, because what we're seeing here is the collapse of an almighty housing bubble. And having a 12-month stamp duty holiday for homes below £175,000 is not going to have one iota of difference, I wouldn't have thought, to that process, which is going to unwind in its own way. I mean, if you think about it, the maximum amount you would save as a first-time buyer is £1,750 on a house worth £175,000. But prices fell alone by £3,000 last month, according to the Nationwide Building Society. So you'd have to be kind of nuts to go out there and buy a house just because you're saving £1,750. I think it will have negligible impact on the housing market. And in fact, lower house prices are probably, in the long run, necessary and a good thing. And although it's painful for those people who are going to be in negative equity, I think in the long term, the health of the British economy and the housing market requires that process to continue. And what the government has done will not stop that process from happening.
Is the government, do you think, going to be able to dig itself out of what is certainly a crisis in terms of the reaction to the news and the interview that Alice Darling gave The Guardian at the weekend, that we're in the worst crisis in 60 years, and of course the continued stress that the whole world is facing in terms of the economic situation?
Well, I think it's going to be extremely difficult to do. I'm not really sure that the government has got the tools at its disposal to get us out of the mess it's in. I don't think Darling actually thinks that the UK economy is in the worst state it's been for 60 years. I think what he was really talking about was that the combination of the credit crunch and rising commodity prices had created global conditions which were as challenging as any that we've seen since the Second World War. I don't think he was specifically talking about the UK economy. But there's no doubt that the UK economy is going to have two very tough years. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris said today that the UK was going to have two quarters of recession in the second half of 2008. And I think that's just the latest of a long run of forecasters who've spotted that the UK is in serious trouble. Now, you know, there are only a limited number of things the government could do. It could cut interest rates, but it doesn't actually control interest rates. They're controlled by the Bank of England. And there are people on the Monetary Policy Committee who want interest rates to be cut, but I think they'll probably be held at 5% this week. And it can use tax and spending policy or fiscal policy. I mean, it's done a bit of that, but actually the public finances are in quite a state. I mean, that's why this package today was actually fairly small beer. I mean, you're only talking about £1 billion in a government spending total per year of in excess of £500 billion. So you're talking actually quite small amounts of money, but it's all the government can afford given its dire financial position.
And it's intriguing as well because David Cameron has appeared to backpedal a bit. I mean, he's been saying that he would not necessarily be able to cut taxes, there'd be huge financial demands if there was a Conservative government. And even though he's very upfront about criticising Labour and says that this is to some extent a short-term survival plan to keep Mr Brown in a job, it's interesting to see that he's becoming more cautious in what he's saying as well.
Yeah, well, I think up to a point he's right about it being a short-term survival plan. And I think this is a much more a political package than it is an economic package. And it's designed primarily to see the Prime Minister through what looks like a pretty testing couple of months in terms of keeping his job. I mean, I think this will probably give him the breathing space to get through the Labour Party conference and perhaps through the pre-budget report in the month after that. But by the end of the year, if we're not seeing any revival in the housing market, and I don't think we will be seeing one, then we will start to have the question marks about Brown revived again, I think.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.